Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
One bad apple, or in this case, one bad bill, spoils the whole bunch. Although most of the bad bills that would hurt Montana families are already dead this session, there's one left alive that we still need to kill. Senate Bill 170 by Senator Dick Barrett of Missoula would remove all references to marriage, husband, and wife from Montana's tax code. If you're used to doing your taxes as married filed jointly, under this bill you would file under something called combined joint. Senate Bill 170 removes the word husband from the tax code and replaces it with things like any individual or qualifying filer. Married taxpayers become two individuals, or in moments when the bill's author is feeling especially bureaucratic, they're called individual taxpayers filing with qualified filers. When it comes to tax law, everywhere we talk about marriage will become a bureaucratic mess of complicated terminology. All of it in the service of one agenda, to reshape our tax law until it's ready for same-sex marriage. That's right, the combined joint tax filing is for men and men, women and women, or anything in between. This is yet another premature attempt to change Montana's law to favor same-sex marriage long before the Supreme Court even rules on the subject. Montana's Constitution, of course, defines marriage as being between one man and one woman. Nearly 70% of all Montana voters supported that. Then, one lone federal judge in a lower court struck that amendment down. With no opportunity for the people to vote, this single individual attempted to overturn the will of Montana families. But his word is not the last. This case is now before the U.S. Supreme Court, and there's still hope that marriage will remain defined as a union between a man and a woman. Perhaps the Supreme Court will choose to live by the principles of the Declaration of Independence, which says that governments depend on the consent of the governed. Saying, in essence, what the people vote for should matter. But whichever way the Supreme Court is going to rule, they've not ruled yet, and that makes Senate Bill 170 a bad idea. What happens if we pass this and take all references to marriage, husbands, and wives out of the tax code, and then the Supreme Court rules that Montana can keep its constitutional definition of marriage? If that happened, and Senate Bill 170 were to become law, it would be unconstitutional under Montana's Constitution. This session has been rife with various attempts to change Montana's law to accommodate same-sex marriage, and Senate Bill 170 is just the latest in a long line. They're all flawed for the same reasons. Not only is this against the express will of Montana voters, and certainly against the Word of God, but it's also premature. It takes for granted that the Supreme Court is going to endorse same-sex marriage when that may not be the case. And it exposes Montana's legislature to the risk of passing unconstitutional laws. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on same-sex marriage this summer, possibly as early as June, and I hope that you'll join me in praying for them, that they have wisdom from God and firmness in knowing His will. From a Christian perspective, same-sex marriage is a bad idea because it defies the will of God and undermines an institution that He created. But even if a person has no religious beliefs at all, same-sex marriage is still a bad idea because kids need a mom and a dad, and literally thousands of studies have shown that kids do best in every respect when they're raised in an intact home with their biological parents. When it comes to marriage, natural marriage is best for kids, and that's one reason we fight so hard to protect it. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.